And well, with C-Corps, then that remains relatively straightforward because they are not transparent and the returns are generally considered to be dividends if in the hands of shareholders. Of course, we need to look out still for issues around permanent establishment and someone creating Nexus by working in Portugal at a certain level and office space and so on.
Of course, permanent establishment and also dual residency issues. That's something that we need to account for, obviously. Okay. But regarding the P issue, we can brainstorm a little bit. What I was saying about permanent establishments is that I think we should bear in mind the following. The presence in Portugal was required by the foreign company or not. One. Mm-hmm. Is it your own company where you hold 100% of the capital or not? Yeah. It is a foreign company and you're an employee, you're a manager, you're a shareholder, but it's not 100% held. Mm-hmm. And you're moving to Portugal for personal reasons. I would say that under the current OECD model commentary and international doctrine, you have very good arguments to say that there is no P, because the presence in Portugal is not business related, but it's taken by personal reasons.
Exactly. There's
international tax doctrine pointing out in that direction. And if it is your own company, then it gets more tricky because there is a confusion between the company and yourself. Mm-hmm. The OECD model commentary are much more, let's say, clear on the risk of a permanent establishment here. And in that case, obviously, we need to make sure that your business in Portugal is simply intermittent and is not carried out on a continuous basis. The risk exists. Mm-hmm. But we do have to tackle it on a case-by-case analysis.
Case by case. Okay.